Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, my friends. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
Faith-based politics. Is it a suspension of disbelief to embrace proven failed systems, you know, like communism? Is that an act of faith? Is Marxism a faith-based system? Does it take faith to believe in communism? Systems of theology that deny Jesus Christ has come in the flesh are, according to the Bible, 2 John 7, Antichrist. They are militant against the essential principles of faith. Islam is incompatible with Christianity, not because it's a different version of faith, but because it's antithetical to faith. Now, wait a minute, you say. What are you talking about? Religious systems are all based on faith, are they? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. So hang on to your hat. It's going to be a wild ride with the brain masseur today. Friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
A distinction must be maintained between faith and fantasy. Fantasy is the thief of faith. It robs the soul of faith. It robs God of the worship that is due him. Fantasy makes a mockery of faith. Fantasy requires no empirical evidence to support it. Indeed, fantasy requires one to ignore reality, to be its enemy. Fantasy is the exact opposite of faith. Fantasy attaches the soul's capacity for faith, to believe, to lies, and in this way draws faith away from God, who is truth, and so necessarily from, well, truth, toward Satan, who is a liar and the father of it. Faith, on the other hand, is the gift of God. The Bible says God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. It is the divinely appointed portal through which God communes and connects with man. Faith is the purest expression of worship, the only expression of man that connects him to God or allows man to have any avenue to please him. It draws favor from God and blessing. It is the ground, the basis, the most sublime act of worship. Indeed, check it out. When Abraham believed God, God responded by counting that on his behalf in place of righteousness. To worship God is to believe you can't worship unless you do. Truth is the basis of faith, not fantasy. Lies serve as the basis for fantasy. To believe a lie is outrageous blasphemy. It repudiates faith. It cancels faith. It turns faith into idolatrous unbelief. To embrace a lie and call that an act of faith is to take God's name in vain. It's to take what belongs to Christ, who is truth, and give it to his enemy, our enemy, Satan, who is a liar and the father of it. Hope you're understanding me here. The measure of faith was given to every man so that they could connect with God, who is truth, that his grace might then move through their faith into their lives. It connects us to God. Anyone who believes lies repudiates the very purpose of faith. Give to the lie what belongs to the truth? Fantasy is rooted in vain imagination. The fool imagines there is no God. Communism and its sister socialism are the children of Marxism, which begins with the proposition, there is no God. And not even as a kind of benign atheistic sort of statement, but as a militant, angry, defiant rejection of God. The capital G God, who is identified in the Bible as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, who that rubs some people wrong, but that's how he identifies himself, friend, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Any other God is, well, no God at all. Any other God is a lie. And any system premised on lies denies faith, replaces it with fantasy. You can direct your belief to what is a lie and end up with fantasy. You direct your belief toward faith. You know, the Bible uses the word faith as a noun and as a verb. As a noun, it refers to the body of God's revelation of himself to man. Turn your belief toward faith and you will embrace the truth. You will live in reality. You will live comfortable in the world as it really is, as God created it. It is an insult to the creator of all that is. That is, all within the realm of creation, because all that is within the realm of creation, which encompasses all that is, defines reality. And all outside of reality is a lie. And belief in a lie is, well, not faith. It's unbelief, actually. It's vanity. It's fantasy. It's the antithesis of faith. The Bible grounds faith in empirical reality. God appeals to the empirical evidence of the heavens to testify to the truth that he is, our creator. Listen to Romans 1:19, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. God points to creation and says, that proves that I am. He refers to creation as his handiwork. Psalm 19:1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Psalm 95:5, the sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. You can scoff all you might, you despisers of truth. But the fact is, the Bible appeals to empirical proofs of his existence. And that's the point I'm making right now. You accept those proofs or you reject those proofs, but he points to empirical evidence of his existence. He doesn't ask you just to accept it as an abstract notion or idea. He says, look at the heavens and think about it, fella. No polywog rubbed against a rock where an eyeball came to be. Believing such poppycock does not require faith. It requires an obstinate disregard for reality and an acceptance of fantasies that are militantly opposed to reality. Now listen, when the apostles preached Christ, they declared him as having been crucified, buried, and risen from the dead. They did this in the context of history where these things occurred. They appealed to empirical evidence. That's really the point here. I'm not saying, well, you do have to believe this if you're going to embrace truth and reality, but the fact is, that's not my point. That's not what I'm arguing right now. I'm just trying to point out that when you talk about faith, you're talking about something that God has grounded in empirical evidence. He points to reality and says reality testifies to the truth that he is and that he is our creator. They appeal to empirical evidence. The empty tomb, the witness of hundreds who saw him. They testify that they touched him, handled him. Listen to this. And from the point of view, what I'm saying is, these guys didn't preach a theoretical, abstract religious notion or idea. They preached something that was validated by empirical evidence. They rested their case upon empirical evidence. 1 John verses 1 to 3, the Bible says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. for the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Do you understand what I'm getting at? Accept Christianity or reject Christianity, whatever. This you cannot deny. Christianity appeals not to fantasy, but to fact. It appeals to historical evidence, physical, even scientific evidence. Jesus himself appealed to empirical evidence to support his claims and his teachings. He said, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. He pointed to empirical validation to support his claims. He never asked anybody to just kind of believe a fantasy or even believe it because I said so. Here he's saying, look, you don't believe what I'm saying? Then look at what I'm doing. Genuine faith is the connection point between man and God. It makes sense, therefore, does it not, that Satan would want to corrupt it, misdirect it, confuse it with fantasy? Don't confuse faith with fantasy. Satan destroys lives with lies to seduce men into believing fantasies so he can lead them into the hell of communism, socialism, Marxism, systems. Oh, this is going to hit you right between the eyes. These are all systems of Satan worship. Yeah, that's what I said. Just like the fools who worshiped idols, vainly imagining these idols were gods, but were worshiping devils instead. But I say, Paul wrote, by the Spirit of God, that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils, 1 Corinthians 10:20. So yeah, that's right. Anyone who believes a lie, that is what contradicts reality, stubbornly rejecting the obvious truth that's right in front of them, they're following after Satan. The liar, the father of it. To argue that communism requires faith to accept, friend, that's pretty close to blasphemy. But I think for some, it's the blasphemy of the ignorant. You know, the kind covered by Jesus' plea on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The same kind of ignorant blasphemy that Paul confessed, who killed Christians vainly imagining he was serving God in doing so, in the name of misdirected faith, who confessed he was a blasphemer, but testified that he found mercy because what he did ignorantly in unbelief. All the scriptures are here in my notes. See the light of this simple truth. Belief in a lie is not an exercise of faith, because faith requires submission to the truth. It was given to you to embrace the truth. Don't confuse faith with fantasy. Friend, when the Bible says you are saved by grace through faith, I can tell you right now, grace does not move through lies to anyone's salvation. The only thing that moves through lies is oppression and condemnation, destruction and death. Anyone who rejects empirical reality is not doing it as an exercise of faith. They turn to fantasies because they are rebelling against the truth. Can a man be a woman? That's a fantasy that can only be believed when the truth is rejected. You understand that? You have to actively reject the truth in order to accept that lie. Can a man become pregnant? Once again, these are just simple illustrations of what I'm saying. It's a fantasy contrived as the enemy of truth, the enemy of God, who created man in his image and likeness, and male and female created he them. Anyone who says nature supports the union of a man with a man or a woman with a woman refuses reality, rejects it, despises reality, and opposes the truth. And being an opponent of nature and nature's God either rejects the rule of God and knowingly lives in open defiance of nature and of nature's God, like Adam did, who knew he was sinning and sinned with his eyes open, as it were. But those who convince themselves that this is righteous, this behavior is righteous, that it's natural, that it's real, they're denying reality. When they say that this is in conformity with reality, these are like, well, they're like Eve, who believed the lie. And the Bible makes that distinction in 1 Timothy chapter 2. Jesus said those who hate truth are repelled by the light, offended by it. They hate the light because it exposes them. That's why they hate truth. But those who do truth, Jesus said, these will come to the light. Now, friend, listen, I got to conclude this first segment. Faith in political questions requires one to yield to truth, self-evident and revealed. Truth by what is manifest in us in coordination with what God has shown to us, Romans 1:19, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. Faith demands submission to what is. And here is what is manifestly true. God is, and he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. For without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. Faith is only faith when attached to truth. Anything else is called unbelief in the Bible. Fantasy is based on lies. Faith is based on truth. Empirical evidence support faith. Nonsense, abstract, silly, theoretical notions floating around in the head, creating any kind of reality you want. Friend, that's fantasy. All right, I'm going to have to take a break right here. Hold on, I'll be right back.
I appreciate all of you who joined me here on the Brain Massage Show. If you enjoy the show and find it helpful, please consider supporting our effort. For the cost of a cup of coffee a month, you can be a great encouragement and help to our cause. Go to brainmassage.net and make a one-time donation or set up a monthly gift of whatever amount appropriately fits your budget, what you can do, and it shows your appreciation for the program.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singing the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. You know, systems of theology that deny Jesus Christ has come in the flesh are militant against the essential principles of the faith once delivered, that we were exhorted by the Spirit through Jude to contend for the faith once delivered. Now first, as I mentioned in the first segment, faith is the product of believing the truth, embracing and yielding to what is, or to reality as defined by God, who is truth and is our creator. To deny him is to deny reality. It only requires the intelligence of common sense to know 0 + 0 = 0, no matter how you organize the terms. No matter how cleverly one might contrive to twist their mind into contortions to find some way to argue a value to a null set represented by a standalone zero. No matter if you imagine negatives as adding value to zero and refuse to admit it subtracts and does not add, and no matter how many negatives one adds, the result is negative. And then there's this vanity of saying in the concrete world that it is possible to subtract -4 from -2. That's foolishness. Now, in the abstract world, you could put together any kind of weird contrivation. You know, you could pretend, you can conceptualize a line with numbers, negative on the left and positive on the right, and contrive to manipulate the mind into accepting an abstract proposition as having some actual representation in the concrete world of reality. And so if we start with me owing you $2 and I borrow $4, negative, negative, to pay you $2, the remaining $2 are debt that I owe someone else. And so I've not moved myself into the positive, have I? The only way to pay off debt is to bring you $2 on the positive side. One can, in these clever ways, playing with abstract notions, theoretical ideas, manipulate their minds and the minds of others into suspending their submission to reality and warp their view of reality through abstractions. But the honest mind will never buy the notion that if I begin with a deficit of two, that by increasing or adding a deficit of four, I somehow have paid off my $2 deficit by subtracting another deficit of four. It's ridiculous. Okay, you could play with it in the abstract. It just doesn't work in the concrete. In the abstract world of unreality, you can make that work in your head, like it does in the abstract world of the LGBTQ ideology. In the abstract, love is love. And so if you add love to anything, you make it okay. But love added to behavior that contradicts nature and rebels against nature's God is not love. For God is love. And God is truth. Then to contradict him is not an act of love or truth. It's a distortion. Makes it lust. It is not love because it rebels against God who is love and serves Satan who is lust. You can't add a negative disobedience to God and defiance to nature to another negative lust and end up with a positive, such as love. Genuine love, like truth, is what is compatible with the nature and likeness of God, in whose image we are created. To act contrary to God is to act contrary to your own image and likeness. And so when we distort the image and likeness of God and pervert it and corrupt it, then we end up with all kinds of problems. I often use the illustration of taking my car. Of course, I have a Jeep now, so it's a little different, but I used to own a Cadillac and a DTS. And if I drove that thing out in the dunes over here at Grover Beach, I would destroy the vehicle because it wasn't designed for that. You're not designed for this aberrant behavior, and you're going to break your body down. Look, I tell you, I've done a lot of research on this, and there are a lot of diseases associated with that behavior, and it's just not... You're not designed for that. That's it. It's just not designed for that. And you're going to destroy yourself because you're acting contrary to the image and likeness in which you were created. But because people hate him, hate God, they attack his image. And in doing so, they attack themselves. Romans 1:21 says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. You know, let me interject here. We've all met the kid who hates his or her father or mother, or both. And then you dig into a little bit and you find out these kids, some of them, so many of them are just ingrates. They despise their parents because they're ungrateful for the great sacrifices that were made for them and for their welfare. And here I must say, of course, nothing is more tragic and damaging to the soul of any child than a parent who truly distorts the image of God. They are designed by God to imprint upon the mind and heart of the children. Now that's a terrible offense, and it would be better for them to be tethered to a millstone and cast into the sea. But anyway, Romans 1:22 says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man. We're made in his image and likeness, but we're corruptible. And to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. You know, instead of striving to live up to the honor of being created in the image and likeness of God, being unthankful, hating him, and joining the raging haters of Christ in rebellion against their creator, despising his image that's reflected in them, passionately seek their own destruction, becoming fools. The Bible says in Romans 1:24 and following, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the creator,
who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even the women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meet or fitting. This distortion of reality to satisfy a vanity, like communism, for example, arises in a culture that is embracing all sorts of fantasies that distort reality, that militate against reality. Now, once you're trapped in lies, well, there you will die. The truth makes you free, but the lie steals your liberty, will enslave you. Faith is not a fantasy. Faith connects you to truth. The only service faith offers is a connection to truth and God. When you speak truth to politics, you're speaking faith into politics. When you speak lies into politics, you're snaring the souls of men in the snare of Satan himself. Communism is a lie. Socialism is a lie. These lies are the spawn of a God-hating liar named Marx, through whom Satan spat hell upon this world, murdering more than 90 million people. The wicked are turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. Oh, I need to wrap it up. Here's the gospel truth, and listen to it and how this summarizes everything I've been saying to you today. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. It exposes them, you see. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. I've lit the lamps of the church belfry arch. Please call me. Let me know you see that they are on. You can email me from our website, brainmassage.net. Use the contact us button. Fill in the form there. Send me an email and let me know what you think. Ask whatever questions you have and let's have a little conversation here. Or you could call me on our listener response hotline, 1-805-314-2114. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And I'll see you at church. I'll be in my pulpit tomorrow. I look forward to meeting you.
Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.